Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 307 for Monday, March 16th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were slightly higher Monday morning, correcting off Friday's losses with some strength coming from U.S. soybeans and soy meal. Canola values were hanging around unchanged, with the most active May contract checking in at $459.40 per ton. Steady commercial demand also boosted values, while spring road bans in Western Canada limited canola movement. There is growing speculation dry conditions could be coming to parts of Western Canada, which was supportive for values. However, losses in Malaysian palm oil and soy oil limited the gains. The Canadian dollar was slightly stronger against its U.S. counterpart, which also pressured prices. The large crop in South America was also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were slightly higher, with the May contract checking in at $9.76 a bushel. Rain in Brazil has prompted some speculation the harvest could be delayed, while the output decreased slightly. That was bullish for values. Meal prices remain firm, supported by constant protein demand from the world markets. Corn, meantime, was down 3 cents, with the May contract sitting at $3.77 per bushel. A downgrade in the U.S. dollar and lower equity futures were partly responsible for the downshift in corn. Demand remains solid, however. Producer selling is light. Ukraine continues to pump out cheap supplies. U.S. wheat was 3 to 5 cents stronger, with the May contract at $5.05 per bushel. Dry temperatures across the U.S. Midwest have raised concerns for the coming crop. Large funds are holding a large net short position in wheat futures. The euro dipped in value last week, making supplies from countries like France very cheap compared to their American counterparts. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 16th, in Winnipeg for Farm Market News. I'm Dave Sims.